This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
My daughter's last night, every 10 minutes running down the steps. Do we have the two-hour delay yet? Not yet. As soon as I get the email, honey, I'll let you know. 6:45 comes. Hey, girls!
Woohoo!
Two-hour delay.
Yay!
That was the best back in the day.
What an ass pain it is, though, for parents.
It is. It's very inconvenient for parents.
But nowadays, at least, it's on the one call. Used to be you would listen to KYW News Radio.
Right.
And have to hear your name announced in alphabetical order.
Well, if you grew up in the Lehigh Valley, like Greg and I did, you would turn on 69 News. And WFMZ would have it at the beginning of the advent
crawl.
Of the crawl. And it would start alphabetically, and it would go by school district. So I went to the Easton area school district. So I'm sifting there watching A's and B's and C's, a lot like my grades, D's. And then boom. But it was always disappointing when they would skip your school or they would give you the one-hour delay. I always thought the one-hour delay was a waste.
Yeah.
What does that buy you?
What does a two-hour delay buy you?
Yeah.
It allows the bus drivers and the buses to get out there.
I went to school on a school bus.
Get your asses out there on a Sunday and scrape the buses clean.
Well,
scrape those buses clean.
A couple of things.
I'm done with you.
Because the bus drivers have to be out there at 5 and 6 in the morning to start their routes.
Yeah.
We have no idea
what that feels like.
You have deer out on the road, so they're not going to be out on the road later, number one. And number two, it puts the school buses later, so they're not clogging up the roads in the regular so-called morning rush.
Yeah, but like somebody like my wife, who has to get our son off to school, she had a 10 o'clock meeting this morning that she had to postpone because you know, it's super inconvenient.
Does she drive him to school?
No. Okay. She walks him to the bus stop because he's 5 and he needs somebody to walk him to the bus stop.
Well, yes.
By first grade, he's down there himself.
You're already ready to throw the towel in on the walk to the bus stop?
No. I'm saying that he needs to... At first grade, he's walking to the bus by himself.
Right. But the tone you just had. I mean, he's in kindergarten, right?
Yeah, he's a baby.
So like, this is the last year, honey.
No,
really,
the last year of what?
The way you just said it, he's walking to the bus stop alone next year.
Yes,
no, he's not.
100%,
he's not.
He's 6 years old. You're already cutting him off.
Yeah, absolutely.
No,
and you are a tough parent.
Well, do you speak for
both of us?
Stalker?
No.
I guarantee you, your wife. Come on.
Well, luckily, by next year at this time, I won't be in morning drive, so...
What?
I'll make sure. I will make
it's
sure.
It's in my contract.
I'm kidding.
It's in my contract.
Relax.
Greg Stocker may not leave me.
Relax. It's a joke.
No, but, I mean, the only... two things that if you... I know in the private schools and maybe some public schools, there's an option where you can drop off your child early, and there's pre-care where they're open... Especially the private schools, so they do have that. But some public schools as well to help out with what Greg is talking about. And my only other recommendation is you get to know all the other parents. If there's another parent in the neighborhood where she could, you know what I mean?
I got to tell you, though.
Where you can drop off, you know what I mean? Your kid, and then return the favor.
But like
Chris Abolito, Greg's son is driving himself to school next year. Absolutely,
he is. He's driving his Tonka truck. Jesus. He's going to be driving the Hess car, the Hess truck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
The notion of dropping your kids off every day as they get older, like the car, the parent car line.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, I understand it if maybe the parent, I always want to say the mom, but I'll just say the parent because I guess it could be the dad as well. You know, if it's on your way and it's perfectly timed and it just falls in beautifully from a synchronicity standpoint, like, okay, justifiable. But taking your kid every single day, does that not just reek of, I don't want to say entitlement because it's not some like super luxury, but like, let your kid get some calluses on their hands and, you know, develop some skins and some thicker skin and put up a couple of victories on the, like, there's something to be said about riding on the bus and sitting in the back. And then you sit up front because the smart kids that stay out of trouble, usually up front, the stalkers of the world, last seat. But just, you know, take the bus. It's part of like your public school experience.
Well, for thousands of Philadelphia middle schoolers and high schoolers, they don't have that option.
Yeah, which is outrageous.
Talk about rough. I mean, they take SEPTA. They're forced to take SEPTA. They don't even have the door-to-door basic service that the suburbs has.
Or they walk.
Or they walk if they're close enough,
sure.
If it's safe enough, number that. But right. Also, if you are blessed to go have your kids go to a private school or a parochial school, in Philadelphia, they don't necessarily, which they it's the law and you pay for it, but somehow they just don't do this. They don't provide bus service for all private school students.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you... as a taxpayer in the city of Philadelphia, even though you pay for that and you pay for the school, they don't provide the transportation. So that's another issue. Like with both my sons, one went to LaSalle and David went to Germantown Academy, didn't offer the service.
So you guys drove them every day?
Yep.
Wow. Is there a difference in public schooling not getting bus transportation versus private schooling and not getting bus transportation? Because I almost feel like, hey, if you can afford to send your kid, I was talking to Dr. Mike, my chiropractor. He's the chiropractor for LaSalle High School football.
Yeah, we put doctor in quotations.
Yes, he loves you, by the way. He says he's looking to take a look. He's really looking forward to doing a head to toe adjustment on you. He's gonna twist your head extra hard. He said.
Doctor, yeah, like I'm Dr. Stocker,
doctor of the cut sheet.
Yeah,
coming up in 15 minutes.
I mean, I have the same qualifications as a chiropractor does.
Sure, except you didn't go to Palmer College of Chiropractic in Florida, but that's neither here nor there.
Chiropractors have.
I'll get a text any minute.
Tough school.
Okay,
but
yeah.
It's a skill, but they're not doctors. Thank
so
you.
So chiropractor Mike Thank told me, much. Dawn, that LaSalle College High School is roughly $30,000 a year. If you can afford to send your kid to high school for $30,000 a year, then I guess the transportation to get kid to said private school shouldn't be an issue, right?
Well, a ton of, like, here's the big secret for anybody to know this.
Big secret.
That not ever, I mean, most people don't pay that.
You get grants, I would assume, right?
So you get, right.
Or scholarships.
They technically, all these schools say, we don't give scholarships, but basically they do. And so you have to apply for it, and so you should, and you would be surprised. At
but
how,
there's
how
still
much you get off.
Yeah, but there's still some outstanding balance that you have to pay, right?
Yeah, and you can use all the money that you've saved up for in your 529.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump has expanded that, so you can use some of that 529 money. On high school and
I like
as well middle school.
I like that. It's your money, right?
Yep. That's right.
It's towards your kids' education. I get that. I like that.
I just think it's ridiculous in this day and age that we are charged and we pay as much as we pay, especially here in Pennsylvania, about $23,000+ per child. And that's federal, local, state, all the money put together. That's a ton of money. It's an inefficient system. And the more I study this issue, the more I say we need the school voucher system.
1,000%. 1,000%. I wish we had school choice in all 50 states. It would be incredible.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHD, and the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.